Hi, this is a dictation for a follow-up visit. Name of the patient is Lisa Hampton, LISA HAMPTON. Date of service is 1/6/2025. Date of birth 1/9/76. And date of accident is 7/15/2024. The patient has been a victim of an automobile accident with various symptoms that are emanating from it. According to her, she was initially T-boned on a passenger side when she was trying to protect and brace. In the process, she hit the other car on a passenger side. And the other driver had come from a side street without stopping on time. It caused her headaches along with dizziness, lack of focus, nausea, frozen shoulder on the left side, severe spasm of the neck and the upper part of trapezius muscle and paravertebral muscles throughout with various trigger points. They have been bothering her for a long time. She also reports of weakness and numbness and tingling of the left arm posteriorly involving second, third, and fourth finger almost all the time. In addition, patient has severe pain in the lower back, which is almost 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Neck pain is a little bit less. It is around 8. Headaches are 8. The spasm of the trapezius muscles and the rotator cuff muscle is extreme, leading to a torticollis as well as severe frozen shoulder. Range of motion of the shoulder is only 30 degrees at best. The patient has been trying physical therapy and she has seen an orthopedic surgeon several times. And so far, no relief. She is requesting injections to these areas to bring some relief. We have currently she is taking Lipitor, Flexeril, Lantus for diabetes, Humalog for diabetes, Gestrel for blood pressure, Novolog, Flexipen for diabetes, Trilaptal for her neurologic conditions, Oxycodone from her primary care physician, Ozempic. 0.25 milligram or 0.5 milligram and pregabalin Lyrica. She has going with this pain almost constantly. She reports pain is from 5 to 10, depending on the area and the time of the day. However, she is unable to do any of the ADLs. They are affected to 8 to 10. 40% relief is reported by the patient in the neck pain and other areas. Please review the records for the ADLs or the system review. Additional issues. For the substance abuse and compliance history. The physical examination, blood pressure is 138 over 102, pulse is 96, pulse ox is 100. The exam is modified as follows. The physical exam, the patient is in severe agony of pain with a twisted neck towards the left in a torticollis. Range of motion of the neck is completely limited. Severe muscle spasm is noticed in the cervical fiber and thoracic fiber of the left trapezius muscle in extreme spasm. 2+ hypertonicity. several trigger points which are reproducible in the middle fibers of trapezius muscle. In addition, paravertebral muscles from L1 to L5 also in spasm bilaterally. The range of motion of the cervical spine is limited as follows. The forward flexion is 40, extension is 50. The bilateral side flexion on the left side is 10, on the right it is 10, bilateral rotation is 10. It's very difficult to move the neck today. And in the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, and bilateral rotation is 10. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lermit test is positive, distraction test was positive, Sotoal test is negative, myelopathy signs are absent. Thoracic spine, the Roos test and Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernig test is negative, but straight leg raising test is positive at 25 degrees, contralateral leg rest test is positive bilaterally, Bregar test negative, Kemp test positive, Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joints, are positive on the left side and the right side with positive Tabor test and consonant test and positive standing flexion test and the compression test, iliac compression and distraction test. They're all positive. Examination of the extremities in the shoulder exam, there is a generalized tenderness in the left shoulder on the superior and posterior part on the left shoulder. The right shoulder is completely normal. The test for rotator cuff injury, Hawken Kennedy test, speed test, near test, anterior posterior apprehension test are positive. The range of motion is limited to to a 80 degrees of forward flexion, 80 and 30 degrees of abduction on an active motion. Passive motion is not as painful. The distal reflexes and pulses are completely normal. Sensations are intact. There is no atrophy of the muscles of the shoulder and extremities. Skin is intact. Tenderness of the supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendon, as well as the biceps, cervical and thoracic fibers is noticed with trigger points. There is a terrible frozen shoulder and torticollis of the neck. MRI findings are showing 80% damage to the supraspinatus tendon and infraspinatus tendon without any capsulitis. Diagnosis is still the same. Plan is as follows. The patient is waiting for a surgery for left shoulder for the rotator cuff surgery, which has not been done yet. The surgeon would like to have more relaxation of the frozen shoulder via aggressive exercise, which is now being assumed. We discussed the role of laser treatment. We also discussed the role of a second set of MRI with contrast. We discussed the role of second opinion for orthopedic surgery. The patient understands all of these. She has been provided with the following medications, which are Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexible 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Elavil is provided for sleep at night. Xanax is provided for removing panic and anxiety. Neurontin is provided for neuropathy pain and the pain in general. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. The patient was provided following procedures, which are trigger point injections to the area of the left supraspinatus, left infraspinatus, as well as a trigger point injection to the thoracic fiber at the junction of the neck to the shoulder in the trapezius muscle, as well as to more towards the laterally. So two trigger points were done at the trapezius muscle. The procedures are consented by the patient willingly. Area was exposed and cleaned with alcohol and iodine, and injection of 3 cc's dexamethasone and morphine was injected to each side. Complete needle was withdrawn, and patient tolerated the procedure very well. Thank you.